What's up, guys? This is 5 Minute Truth. My name is Eric. Thanks for listening. Let's get it rolling. As always, I'm pumped to be here. Today, we're going to talk about my very favorite holiday, and I'm sure yours as well, right? Christmas. Now, as I'm sitting here, it's March 26th, and it's about 70 degrees outside. I live in Seattle. It's not even raining. It's sunny. It doesn't feel like Christmas at all. But if we're going to start to explore the person of Jesus, we should probably look at how he came into the world, right? That's usually the way we start life stories, right? The cold, rainy night when your mom drove you to the hospital. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the birth of Christ and his entrance into the world. Most of you probably know this story. You probably had to memorize it in Sunday school. And the story of Christmas, right? The angels and the manger and Bethlehem and King Herod and the wise men and the whole shepherds and everything. That's a great story. That's not the Christmas story we're going to look at today. The Christmas story we are going to look at comes from John chapter 1. Check this out. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. I'm going to skip down to verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay, that is packed full of truth right there, packed full of Christian teaching and Christian doctrine, but just packed full of craziness as well. Okay, I'm going to explain to you why Christians, us people who say we follow Jesus, we are crazy. We are absolutely crazy. Okay, there's two things in there that make us crazy. Number one, John is claiming within the first verse of his gospel that Jesus and God are the same. Jesus was with God and Jesus was God, and there was nothing that was made in the world that wasn't made through Jesus. In other words, this person that you are looking at, touching, going to read about, you're going to see his life. Yeah, he's God, by the way. Okay? That's crazy, right? That's why I think we are nuts to believe this stuff. Nuts in a good way, obviously. When you look at the other religions of the world, nobody else claims this, right? Muhammad, the central figure in Islam, Abraham, the central figure in Judaism, Siddhartha Gautama or the Buddha, the central figure in Buddhism, none of them claim to be God. And their followers do not claim that they were present at the creation of the world. That is an outlandish claim that only Christians make. And it separates us from other faiths in the way that we view our central figure, right? Jesus Christ. The second thing about this passage that I love is the idea that Jesus chose to become flesh. He chose to become a man. Now, if you've ever studied any description about heaven, you know that heaven's a pretty cool place, right? You get to do really cool things in heaven, and to sacrifice that in order to become a man, I mean, I can't tell you the kind of love and the kind of sacrifice and the kind of devotion that demonstrates. But it's also crazy. This is nuts, okay? Let me give you an analogy. Here's the way, like the religious landscape of the world, okay? Let's pretend you are at the base of Mount Everest. And at the base of Mount Everest are all people representing different faiths. So you have, you have a Muslim down there, and you have a Buddhist down there, and you have a Hindu down there, and you have a Scientologist down there, and you have an atheist down there, and you have a Christian down there, and you have every single religion represented. Everybody is trying to climb that mountain. At the top of the mountain is divinity or God. And every single person throughout the history of mankind has said some kind of path to get up Mount Everest, right? Now, sometimes you might achieve that climb, sometimes you may fail, but the goal of every single religion is to try to get as close as they can to the top of that mountain. Here is where Christianity is different. Jesus came down the mountain and brought us up with him. The Word became flesh. The Christmas story is about Christ deciding to become one of us. to lower himself, to humble himself, to become one of us so that we might be carried by him up the mountain. And John is establishing that in the very first chapter of his gospel. He's saying, this guy that I'm going to tell you about, he came for you. He became flesh so that he could bring you to an understanding and an experience of the divine. That is what Christianity is about. And that is why we are crazy, right? So if you're following me on this journey, congratulate yourself for being crazily awesome. This is an awesome, awesome belief. But it is crazy and it is wild and it is out there. And it takes faith to actually believe that this is possible. So tune in next time. We'll keep looking at the words of Christ as we start to journey through the Gospel of John. That's where we're headed. Thanks for listening.